Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show.
That's right, we're waking you up or putting you to sleep. We'll give you some hard rocking. There you go, yes. Oh, yes. Harry Potter is back. Oh, yes. Magic has crept onto the shelves of bookstores across the world, with crowds flooding in for the long-awaited release of J.K. Rowling's latest addition to the Harry Potter series. Potter fans eager to devolve back into the magical world of Hogwarts, queued for 2.5 hours at Sydney Doymock store on Sunday morning. That's this morning, in fact. Awaiting the release of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Fans awaited 9 years since the last novel, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, and 5 years since its hit film adaptation. New script book is based on Rowling's theme production, which will officially opened in London's West End on Saturday, shortly after the book was released. Rowling said at a gala opening of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child in London's West End, the book will be Harry's last. Avid fan Natalie Banks, 28, from Forster, said she waited outside the store since 7 a.m. because she wanted to be the first in Australia to get a copy. I got my first book when I was 13, and I was so excited about it. Oh, my God, she said. And my mom babysitting all my kids all day so I can read the book. Then I can drive home to Foster tonight. What that voice is. Then I'll be reading the book to the kids starting from tomorrow night, she said. The latest installment from the end of Deathly Hallows, when Harry, now 37... Whoa. Harry Potter's now a 37-year-old father of three and is an overworked employee of the Ministry of Magic, farewells his son Albus for his first year of Hogwarts. What? Hang on, let me read this paragraph again. Hang on. This paragraph... No. This paragraph. The latest installment picks up the end of Deathly Hallows when Harry Potter, now 37-year-old father of three, an overworked employee of the Ministry of Magic, farewells his son Albus for his first year of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Oh, dear God. Nah. I'm done. I'm nearly about to... Hang on. In the new book, a middle-aged Harry Potter gripes about the past that refuses to stay where it belongs, and a son who is struggling with the weight of a family legacy he never wanted. Oh, my God. Oh, dear God. You know... No, I'm done. No, can't. No, I can't. If we were closer to our commercial break, I would slam down this microphone right now. Doymock spokesperson Sue Bobermain said the store hadn't had such a massive lead-up for a new release since the last Harry Potter novel, with pre-orders for the new book reaching 15,000 in the week before its release. It's our biggest sales of a book on its opening day, probably in 5 years, maybe even 9 years since Deathly Hallows, she said. Justin Ratcliffe, managing director of Hetchy Australia, said the publishing company spent a year in preparations for the book's release in a logistical exercise much like a military operation. You know, I don't like Harry Potter. I play Quidditch. I got something stuck in my throat. But I will say this. Oh my God, do we really have to have a Harry Potter book where it's about him in his middle
30s, going to his son. Now listen, kid, you need to go to Hogwarts and you're going to carry on this family legacy, you hear? Oh my god, no. Well,
get your book now, I guess, or it'll be staying there for a while. I want to see, there's a 48-second video, we have time. There's no talking, is there? No. Official script book will be released the day after. Very good Breaking Bad Noble record. Most pre-order book. We changed the music. Parts 1 and 2. I never knew there was a part 1 and a part 2. So this is part 1's, 1's and 2's. There you go. Harry Potter, get your Harry Peter if you want it. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, we'll continue breaking down. I think we'll spend most of the next segment on speeches. We'll get back to the speeches and not on Scandal, I think, because we're running a little bit behind in terms of who we need to cover speeches, because we've still got Bill Clinton from Tuesday to cover. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's 10 o'clock.